Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tom Asacker's here, too. Tom's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 16 years, I should say. He's been hanging out with us. That's a long time, folks, to put up with me. He's an award-winning innovator. He's the author of a stack of books I have a hard time seeing over. The Sandbox Wisdom, The Four Sides of Sandbox Wisdom, A Clear Eye for Branding, Opportunity Screams. I think that's the new one. Am I right there, Tom?
Oh, I don't know. The Business of Belief.
There it is.
Yeah, that's the most popular one.
I Am Keats? No, what about I Am Keats?
Well, I Am Keats is shaking up the world right now, so we don't know where that's going to fall out.
This is, folks, this is a normal, I know this sounds abnormal, this kind of conversation, but with Tom, this is very normal. This is typical. Hey, Tom, thanks again for hanging out with us, and thanks for 16 great years. Identity. You want to talk about identity today. You say identity is destiny. What do you mean by that?
Well, the story that you tell yourself about who you are and what you do will pretty much determine your trajectory, where you end up into the future. And in an environment like ours, especially this economic environment, this marketplace that's shifting and moving and morphing, if you pick some kind of straight line, you could end up totally irrelevant somewhere out into the future.
Right.
And it's purely from the fact that you look at yourself and you say, well, this is how things were. Here's where I am today. And here's where I'll be in the future. And it just does not work like that. Not anymore.
Well, that's exactly right. And this is one of the reasons why, you know, Blasingame's Law of Business Love states that it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. I think that's what you were just saying.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, even
though love,
what you do.
Because when you fall in love with something, that's pretty much a straight line.
Oh, you're exactly right. Listen, Amazon, I mean, they're eating the world right now, the marketplace. And I don't think people understand why this is happening. It's because of the nature of how people make decisions and how overwhelmed they are. And they're looking for one place they can trust. And it doesn't matter what Amazon's giving people, whether it's TV shows and movies or data centers or, you know, online shopping. You know, these guys used to be a bookstore. Now,
that's
I
right.
want you to imagine that Amazon said, we're a bookstore. That would have been it. It'd be over.
Or a grocery store.
Or a grocery store or whatever we are. But they're saying, we'll be everything. What do people want? And this is what I don't think that small business people understand the power of that idea.
Mm-hmm.
Because, look, just take a look for a second. I thought about this in preparation for speaking to you. I looked and I said, now, what are the big major headache expenses in our lives? They're like cars, home, health, and money issues, right? How come I can't go to one guy or woman or company for my car? Why do I have to go to the dealership
mm-hmm.
for this, the mechanic for this guy for inspection, that guy for brakes, this guy for tires? Why? Because nobody is seeing the power in combining that. My home. Why? I'm having my home painted. It took me a month to find somebody to paint it. Then I need some electrical work. Well, I got to find an electrician. Oh, I need some plumbing work. I got to find a plumber. Another guy does my lawn. It's ridiculous. And it's the same thing with everything, everything, money. Why can't I go to one person who can help me with taxes, with legal?
And we're, if you think about it, we're getting really close to that with our phone, with these mobile phones, these magic wands in our hand. And
and
Amazon, as you say, Amazon has seen that. They watched that. And they're I mean, look at all the different things that Amazon is fulfilling on your mobile phone.
Look.
Shopping, look, music, you name it.
This is coming. This is coming. The old days of a brand being focused, remember the power of focus?
Right.
There were books called The Power. Those are gone. Because I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. I'll do a thought experiment with you and watch what happens. I say to you, okay, Jim, how about this for an idea? You go out and you do lawn care for everyone in whatever the radius you want to deal with. And I don't want you to make any money, not one single dollar, by doing that. And you would look at me and you would say, that's absolutely insane. Who in the hell would start a business and make no money? And I say, it doesn't matter, Jim, because now you have all these relationships with all these people. Now you can give them plumbing services,
right,
house painting services.
Right.
That's what Amazon's doing. People don't see that.
Mm-hmm.
They have a whole bunch of stuff they don't make any money at all on. And then you have the other things that they do make the money on.
Well, and that tells you they've done something else too. That's pretty radical. And folks, we're not extolling the virtues of and the benefits of Amazon. In fact, I'm pretty hacked off at Amazon as a partner, as a business partner, as a someone who does business with them on the other end of the street. But
no, we're talking about why people make decisions, right?
That's right. That's
how
right.
People are making decisions.
But the other thing that they're taking advantage of, their story. You in your notes here, you talk about identity is a story. They've convinced Wall Street that they're a tech company. See, I asked people why didn't Whole Foods buy Amazon? Because because Wall Street thinks Whole Foods is a grocer. But Amazon now owns Whole Foods because Amazon convinced Wall Street that they're a tech company. That was their story.
Saying.
They told the story. We're not a grocer. We're not a bookseller. We're not a music prevaricator. We're a tech company. So therefore, we can plow our profits back into the company for 20 years, and not pay dividends.
Yeah. I'll tell you, it's the most important thing today is to look at what you're doing and say to yourself, I'm not anything. What does the marketplace need
and
desire that I can fulfill with my skills, my curiosity, my creativity?
And don't fall in love with what you do because it might take you down. Hold on to that thought, John. We're going to take a quick break. Come back, we'll talk some more about identity.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.